T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 in the Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas for getting us up and running and twitching and motivated every morning. We appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and emailing and all the wonderful
information. Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday morning.
We certainly appreciate that. We appreciate our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Tom Brady retires, then what happens?
Well, that's the $375 million question. And to be honest with you, I don't have the answer. I don't even know right now if Fox has the answer.
That is well played.
Wow.
By Greg Olson and Brandon Fryer. Thank you for your hard work, buddy.
You got a $200 million contract, and you want people in the NBA to think you hood, to think you gangster, because you roll with these type of people. Bro, you putting yourself in harm's way when you don't have to. Nobody looks at you, John, and think, man, that's a thug. He hood. He down. He bought that. You not. Stop pretending.
I agree with Uncle Shannon on this.
Yeah.
What's happened with Memphis over the last couple of weeks is not good.
Not good.
And as we said, the Bulls are there tonight, and they must maintain their laser focus.
Have to. As they charge for the sixth seed, Mully.
He is the man himself, Mr. Lawrence Holmes. We love talking to him. And today he's here with his partner. It's Dan Bernstein.
This is a punch to the gut. We can't sugarcoat this at all, folks.
Did you guys see Chuck dancing? Did you see Chuck?
Yeah, with the drum line.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That was something
else. He was
else.
Knees up Mrs. Brown as he ran out there.
That was as excited as Chuck has been in one of his victory dances all season long.
I got some quality time with Chuck yesterday before the game, and he is bullish right now on the Bulls.
Three in a row, my friend.
He is thinking high. That there may have been a corner that has been turned.
They did that, I believe, in Paris.
I've made that mistake with this team before.
Did it like three weeks earlier, too, and then like a couple weeks before that.
Is this one different? I don't know. I wonder how what happened last night and over the last three games might affect what happens Thursday, if anything happens Thursday.
Do you guys think that they have made Andre Drummond more tradable, or will they go, no, he has incredible value for us when we end up in situations where there aren't dominant bigs on the other side?
That was one of our pick six questions. I don't know if what happened last night will affect his trade value. I would hope that it would affect his playing time.
He's hard to play. He really is. He's so hard to find spots for. You hope there's someone immobile enough that he can have a primary matchup with, but otherwise it's just going to be foul after foul after foul. I mean, I think the answer to that question is neither. I think his value is what it kind of was in the offseason, and most teams know that he's not really a playable piece unless you're just holding him on the end of the bench for a certain matchup in a playoff series. Like there's a deployment where you say against,
you can have him lean on a big
against and, this guy in a playoff series. This is how we'll use him at the end of the second quarter, the middle of the third quarter, like a very specific need. And I don't know if anybody's trading for that. And if they are, they're not trading much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be fascinated to see what they do because they are apparently no one has a clue. No one really knows. There's all sorts of rumors, but they don't reveal much. And
you are right in trying to get answers over there yesterday, Mully. Like it is No one's seen Arturas. Most people think that nothing is significant is going to happen with this team on Thursday. He's scheduled to speak. I know that you guys are going to have him on Friday. I hope, which is great.
I won't, because I won't be here.
Oh, going someplace fun?
Yeah, I'm going to Montreal.
My man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my favorite place to go in the winter. What?
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be really balmy.
Canada
there,
is,
right?
It's like really.
Canada, very balmy this time of year.
You have to, do I go to the Super Bowl or should I go to the Great White North? I'm going to,
let's see.
I'm going to snowshoe. I'm going to go cross country skiing.
Okay.
And I'm going to be skating.
No thanks.
Yeah. They got bars
and come
there.
Back in a cast.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're fine until Saturday.
Yeah.
What Saturday?
Saturday is snow.
Sunny and windy and 40 on Friday, and then sunny and 28 on Saturday.
Oh my, yeah,
that's cold.
But it's still Montreal though, so.
Yeah, and that's you're reading the highs, not the lows.
No, not. I'm
if
trying.
If you read the lows, you'd realize that I'm going to need some winter gear.
I'm trying not to read the lows.
So yeah. I was enjoying your discussion about comparing athletes across eras and how difficult it is and how unsatisfying it can be. And there are a couple things that piqued my interest. Football needs some version of weighted runs created plus, because the stat inflation that's reflected in an almost entirely different sport makes it almost a fool's errand when you're talking about receptions and receiving yards, right, and what the forward pass, what's happened to quarterbacking stats and all that. Just like WRC Plus gives you one number that is relative to the run environment of the era.
I have been doing that, believe it or not, on my own with Pro Bowls. And this most recent one, it changes a little bit, so you know.
Yeah, I think that would be a kind of a heavy lift. I would imagine like the water balloons in there.
You just going selected Pro Bowl first team? Is that how you're?
I don't know how to do it.
AJ Green has 10,514 career reception yards. If he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, but is he one of the greatest of all time?
I don't think he is.
So. No.
But I'm saying, if you're going to turn out a guy who does 10,514 yards, this is what you're talking about. This is a great example. Yeah.
Look
of
at Fred
him.
Biletnikoff and tell me that AJ Green's a better wide receiver than Fred Biletnikoff. Come on.
I mean, aren't AJ Green's numbers similar to Brandon Marshall?
Oh, but there's a whole bunch of guys. We need somebody.
Brandon still never played in a playoff game, right?
And AJ Green doesn't have a great postseason record at all or success.
But we just need a way to adjust for the era. We need a way to adjust for the era and say, look, it isn't like 100 receptions. Man, do you remember when the Bears when James Scott had 50? And we're like, oh my God,
Marty Booker
was the first 1,000-yard receiver.
First 100 reception, I think, right? Year. I think he was the first guy to have 100 receptions, and Matt Forte did it.
Brandon Marshall, 12,351.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
And could punt the ball during various
practices.
Yes. So much of that.
He's definitely on the all-interview team.
And the other thing that you mentioned that I got a kick out of was, I'll tell you this. If those Pistons want to apply the Jordan rules to LeBron James, all I can say is good luck. Because what you're going to end up with is a bunch of and-one dunks. If you do,
because of his physicality,
you kidding? He's bigger than Lambert.
That's why I think that argument doesn't always apply with certain with the unicorns of each era.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, LeBron didn't have to play against the Jordan.
Earlier in his career, you know, just thinking of LeBron, would he have backed down? You know, I was covering a Bulls game in Utah one time where Karl Malone was dominating the game. And Darryl Walker was like, he was just screaming on the bench trying to get in. They finally put him in. He went toe-to-toe with Karl Malone. He was screaming at him. And honest to God, Karl Malone stopped playing. He couldn't handle the lunacy of a guard like that. And I remember talking to Darryl. I was like, what did you say to him? What? And he was, Karl Malone is a...
Well, he was right
about
that.
He said wussy, but something else.
Yeah.
And he said it repeatedly, and he was like yelling it. He wanted people to know about it. I'm just saying, You have no idea how people are going to respond to physical play. I know how big the guy is. I know how dominant they should be, but some people don't like that.
Do we have at least a snapshot of this, though? Like when LeBron was young and he went up against that really good Detroit team that wasn't Bad Boys era, obviously, no, but they were tough and they were physical.
Balanced, good team.
Yeah, yeah. And they were physical with them, and he still.
Prince and that group. Yeah. I think that's a good memory.
Yeah.
He's been around so long that you forget that he did go against those teams of seems like a different era.
And wasn't it like 22 or 23 straight points from him in one of those games?
How many points would Mike have scored if there was no hand checking?
I mean, it's infinite.
Think about it. It really is infinite. So, I mean, maybe we should take some of those players and move them into this era and make that comparison.
Yeah, it's very different game. It's all about the three-point shot. And Jordan wasn't very good at it.
And Pop talked about that yesterday. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I was in the room for
that. That was really good.
The Greg Popovich stuff. And I've got some stories to tell because it was – I had never experienced a Greg Popovich interview session.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Sam Smith's here. That's interesting. And I'm like, oh, this is a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
This is a thing that's going on with those
two guys.
Theater
after the game,
too. But when he talked about the game, there was some great stuff there.
Yeah, he was talking about how the guys that he has now, like the young guys on his team, they aren't. They might think that they're Kobe or LeBron, but they're not, and they haven't been willing to take the steps to be better. But he also got into a conversation. So Dan and I have been like tracking this on the show, trying to figure out like what is it about DeMar that doesn't make him a 3-point shooter. And I think that he got radicalized playing with Pop.
Right.
I think that's where he is like, this is what I should do.
Yeah, I love the way the term radicalized. He who resists 3-point shot in modern era, radicalized.
I mean, David, wait until you hear what Pop has to say about 3-pointers.
He doesn't like it at all.
No.
He thinks it's ruined the game.
He thinks it's a lesser version of basketball.
Yes. And you see the way that they are remain close. I mean, post-game, they're hugging.
The
relationship is very strong between those two, so that makes sense.
What have ye today?
We are going to talk plenty of basketball. Lawrence has some great behind-the-scenes stuff from the UC, some of the people he was talking to and eavesdropping upon, so we're going to bring that all to the air. Will Perdue will discuss Bulls at 11. Dan Wiederer will join us at noon. We have rebooked Sean King for today at 1 o'clock. And then at 1:30, Mike Quick, the former Eagles aptronymically named wide receiver, will be with us.
Have a great show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.